This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Bandar Seri Begawan this afternoon on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Brunei and Singapore. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi was received upon arrival by Brunei Crown Prince Haji Al-Muhtadi Billah. Mr. Modi was given a ceremonial welcome at the Brunei International Airport. This is the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Earlier in his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Brunei and Singapore will further strengthen India's partnership with the two countries and the larger ASEAN region. He said both countries are important partners in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision. He said as India and Brunei celebrate the 40 years of diplomatic relations, he is looking forward to his meetings with Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah and other esteemed members of the royal family. Mr. Modi will travel to Singapore tomorrow on the second leg of his visit. He added that he is looking forward to the opportunity to meet President Tharman Shamamugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, Senior Minister Lee Sing Lung, and Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong. Mr. Modi will also meet with leaders of Singapore's vibrant business community. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to discussions to deepen the strategic partnership with Singapore, particularly in new and emerging areas of advanced manufacturing, digitalization, and sustainable development. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast for financial year 2024-25 to 7%, up from an earlier projection of 6.6%. The International Financial Institution stated that the country's economic growth will remain strong over medium term, driven by key factors such as private consumption and investment. The statement reflects similar optimistic outlook from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, which had also revised its growth projection for India's gross domestic product for the financial year 2024-25, increasing it by 20 basis points to 7%. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all educational institutions should create a safe environment for girls as they are an integral part of the country's development. She made these remarks at the 21st convocation ceremony of Symbiosis University in Pune today. She also appreciated the university's efforts towards inclusive development with an emphasis on gender equality, noting that 8 of the 11 gold medalists were girls. Education Minister Chandrakant Patil were present on the occasion. Students from 85 countries are studying in the university who presented flags of their respective countries to the president. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that the safety of citizens on roads is paramount. Addressing the second edition of Tunneling India in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari highlighted the need for cost-effective permanent solutions on roads against rainfall, landslides and floods. Mr. Gadkari also stated that the government is working to make India a $5 trillion economy. In Andhra Pradesh, Vijayawada has been severely affected by unprecedented floods, especially in areas around the Krishna River. Water levels have risen to historic highs, causing widespread damage and disruption. The government of Andhra Pradesh, led by Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, is actively working on relief and rescue operations. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is visiting the flood-affected Khammam district on the second consecutive day today. He is examining the flood-affected areas and visited the families of those who lost their kin in rain-related incidents. 16 people have died in the state so far due to incessant rain in several parts of the state. On the sixth day of the 2024 Paris Paralympics, Indian para-athletes are eyeing their chances in various events, including shooting, archery, and athletics. In para-shooting, Mona Agarwal and Avni Lekra will participate in the final round of women's 50-meter rifle three positions SH1 shooting event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.